And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a familiar sound for those that make it to Mankato for training camp. Fans clamoring for Adrian Peterson's autograph. And for good reason. He rushed for more than 2,000 yards last season and has set his sights on 2,500 this year. And he's not backing off.
I'm always finding ways to challenge myself, and people are always trying to shoot me down because they don't want to challenge themselves in any type of way. You know, this is the way I've been successful, challenging myself, setting goals. High expectations, you know, so win a Super Bowl first and foremost, obviously, but 2,500 would be nice.
All-Pro fullback Jerome Felton believes AP could do it.
I don't put anything past Adrian. He's obviously a phenomenal player. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, so you don't put limits on guys like that. So if he thinks he can do it, I believe he can too.
Felton says he's blocked for some great backs in his career, but no one like Peterson.
When I was in Carolina with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, those are two really good backs, Pro Bowl caliber backs. So, you know, I've been around some good running backs, but nobody compares to Adrian at this point. I just think he has the total package. I mean, he's fast. He can outrun anybody. He's powerful. He's quick. He has moves. He has great vision. And he's a hard worker. So once you combine all those things, that's what puts him at the top.
We'll get feedback from the O-line when we come back.
The average salary for Bakken oil workers is now more than $110,000 a year. Job Service North Dakota also says that the state's average annual wage has jumped nearly 75% the past decade. Log on to MidwestOilJobs.com to learn about top companies like Nabors Drilling, J&J Oilfield Services, United Prairie Cooperative, and Minot International Airport. There are also educational opportunities through Minot State University. That's all at MidwestOilJobs.com. MidwestOilJobs.com.
Persistence, patience, and dedication are what makes a bow hunter. Preparation starts early. You're setting tree stands. You're setting up cameras, scouting the area, sitting in a tree stand, listening, watching. The animal pops out, and you're ready to go. The archery shop is more than just a place to come in and buy stuff. It's a place to get info on how to become a better bow hunter. I'm Eric Schack. I'm an archery expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear, passion, and sports, we're right there with you. Visit any one of our locations or Shields.com.
All five members of the offensive line returned from a year ago, and Peterson says that's huge.
It means a lot, you know, another year for those guys to mold together even more, develop and, you know, build that chemistry as a unit. And, you know, it's good to see those guys working.
Tackle Phil Woldholt says Peterson's 2,000-yard season was a badge of honor for the entire offensive line.
We take a lot of pride in his accomplishments. You know, he's the best back in the league, and for him to go for 2,000 and, you know, any goal he wants to set for himself this year, we got his back 100% and do everything we can to help him reach that.
Center John Sullivan says holding a block a little longer could be the difference between a 3-yard gain or one for 80.
He's a home run hitter, and we all know that, so it is a little extra incentive to maybe stick on your block for a millisecond longer, but like you said, we're giving full effort all the time, so I will say it's nice that when he breaks into the open field, you know he's not getting caught, and you can just kind of walk down for the extra point, so yeah, we're lucky to have him on our side.
Loldholt agrees that's definitely extra incentive.
You know, the play is never dead with him until, you know, the whistle blows and you make sure he's down, because you never know when he's going to get out of there and take it for 80 or whatever. So it definitely motivates you to get your job done even more.
Peterson says to gain the ultimate, it comes down to a lot of hard work.
To max out your potential, I'm always trying to work on everything, you know, whether it's pass blocking, you know, my reads, getting faster, stronger. So it's so much that I can work on.
And with that in mind, 2013 could be beyond a record breaker for the great Adrian Peterson. For Training Camp Today, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by MidwestOilJobs.com and by Shields, Gear, Passion, Sports.